Wow.
You know, so many great memories, you know, obviously on the field as far as some of the things that he was able to accomplish on the field, but a lot took place off the field, more in the locker room with that, you know, that chemistry, that team chemistry builds. Unfortunately, right now, I can't share those stories with you, but we had a lot of fun in the locker room, and I think that's what made us a really good team because of the chemistry, the guys bonding with each other, and he was played an important role in that as far as a prankster. I mean, he did it all, so you know, we'll revisit that another time.
Do you recall when you thought that maybe he was the guy to get you guys to the promised land, and he wasn't like right away, or did it take some time for that to hit you? Do you recall?
Well, no, I do. I think it takes time. You know, you have to, you know, go through a process. You know, obviously, you know, him getting that opportunity that very first game out on Lambeau Field versus Cincinnati was a big moment. The start of his career when Don went down with the injury, and he steps in and leads us to a big win. Obviously, that was a starting point. I think, you know, following that game, he just kept building. And as you see, you know, it worked out. So,
Figure, why do you think people liked him so much?
It goes back to, you know, the energy, the enthusiasm. He played the game like, you know, playing it in the backyard as far as, you know, that type, you know, joy. And that's a big part of it because you truly have to, you know, love what you do and do what you love. And, you know, he displayed that every single time he took the field. He enjoyed it. And it certainly made an impression on the rest of us. You know, you gotta truly enjoy the game and make the most of every opportunity in the game. I mean, it was fun. He made it fun. You know, bottom line, he made it fun.
When you see Devontae make some of the plays that he made last night, what do you think about him and what he's done so far?
Continues to improve, but just like all of our members on the offense, we want to be more consistent. And then that's the thing that kind of stands out probably more than anything else because, you know, when you turn the tape on from family night as well as last night practice, you definitely see him going up, making plays, high-pointing the football, you know, and winning those one-on-one battles. But you also see him improving the overall route running. I think each and every guy understands their responsibility and what it will take to continue to improve on a daily basis. And he's one of those guys that are, you know, making the most, you know, of those extra meetings, you know, with Aaron or with Luke, you know, seeking out, you know, their advice, our advice as far as how to get better, you know, how to make, you know, this particular route even more effective, and then ultimately making the play.
Any concern about the short passing game and last night's practice? I know it's only third or fourth night in pads, but, you know, that'll come just in another week to get those percentages up?
It will. Just, you know, we're still in our install phase, so we still have a little bit ways to go from that standpoint. But, you know, definitely, you know, the fourth padded practice, you know, obviously, you know, we want to make sure that we be fundamentally sound as far as our pad level. We got to get our pad level down. You know, that's a big part of football. That's a big part of the fundamentals that Coach Mike, we stress here in Green Bay. And I think everyone understands that. And I think it will start to, you know, starts to show.
Going back to Devontae real quick, it seems like the passes where he makes some of those really nice leaping catches tend to be when the ball is underthrown a little bit and he can beat a guy with his vertical leap. But there's at least two or three that I can think of where the ball has been over the top and he hasn't really been able to just catch up to it when he really needs to extend. Is his speed at all on deep balls a concern?
Not at all. You know, when you kind of go back and look at, you know, some of those plays and where they occur, you know, somewhere on the red line, as we make reference to that, you know, a lot of it, maybe it's more technique as far as how we position the defender. We stress, you know, stacking, the defender, and basically putting ourselves in a position to get on top and basically limit the defender's reaction. And that's, you know, that's some of the things that we'll continue to work on and be more consistent at.
Edgar, when will you know that Jordy is back to being Jordy?
Well, it's just part of the process. You know, as far as, you know, from a training room standpoint, once he's released to come back on the field and then truly get back into more of the fundamental work, and then obviously we'll implement him back into the team, competitive team periods. But, you know, it's just one of those, you know, one of those things that you just got to be patient. And he's going about doing it the right way, as always. You know, Jordy's a true pro. And we expect when he steps back on the field, we'll continue to improve and build on it.
You have any concerns, though, about that he'll be back to what he was once?
We do not. We think, you know, with his program in place, the treatment that he's getting, the effort that he's putting into it, it's just a matter of time. Number one, a really good group. Love their work ethic. You know, and you know, you have an opportunity to learn from, you know, some of our veteran guys. I think those young guys are taking full advantage of that, which will certainly benefit them once we start playing preseason games. So we're excited about that group. Excited to see them compete in the preseason. So right now, you know, from a depth standpoint, it generally works itself out. We haven't started the actual play the preseason games yet, but. You know, we're excited to see them once they get out there and compete.
With Jared Cook still recovering, we've seen a lot of Perillo over the first couple of days. And, you know, when I talked to him the other day, he says, you know, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the fastest. So he really tries to focus on route running. How has he improved as a route runner over the last couple of years?
Love his ability to create separation. You know, that stands out. And ultimately, you know, when – you know, he has an opportunity, he makes the play. You know, and that's, you know, that's results. But as far as doing the little things, he's one of those guys. He's attention to detail, goes about doing it the right way, understands the leverage of the defender, and knows how to create separation.
How good is his hands? I mean, he really seems to be really consistent.
You know, and it helps when you're fundamentally sound, and he is certainly that. You know, we talk about not allowing the ball to cross your eyes, and that helps as far as making sure you secure the catch. And he goes about doing that on a daily basis.
Do you think any of those guys can block good enough at tight end?
We do.
Shown, I know it's only, 4 days in pads.
Right, right.
Have you seen signs of that?
Oh, definitely. You know, but again, you know, from a unit standpoint, you know, we will continue to stress, you know, the overall fundamentals from a run blocking standpoint. And I think everyone, you know, knows, and we talked about it a little bit the last time we had this discussion in here as far as some of the things we look for from a run blocking standpoint. I think our guys understand that. They know, and they're told on a daily basis, the areas that we're targeting as far as the overall improvement.
Do